Little research has been done when it comes to understanding the early development of transgender children. Psychologist and MacArthur Fellow Christina Olson is using science to help change that.
Most recently, I've been studying a large cohort of hundreds of transgender and gender nonconforming children in order to understand what their development is like. Our cohort of transgender children are 3 to 12 when they start the study, and we're following them for 20 years until they themselves are young adults. We have two major findings from the Trans Youth Project so far. These kids who are living as boys and girls that were assumed not to be that gender when they were born have a gender identity that looks remarkably identical to children who were born in their gender. What I mean is that a transgender girl, a child living as a girl today, looks just like any other girl on our measures. If you showed me the data of a given child, I could tell you whether they were a girl or a boy, but I couldn't tell you whether they were transgender or not. The second major finding that we have is that the trans youth in our project have very good mental health. In fact, their mental health seems to be as strong as any other child that we've been studying in terms of having no higher rates of depression, for example, having typical levels of high self-esteem for a young child. I think my interest in particular with transgender children came from a combination of just feeling like this is a group of people, and in particular children, that have really not been studied. And I found that to be unfortunate given that there's lots of decisions that families and children have to make. And I thought this was an opportunity for science to play a role. I was quite surprised to learn that there was really not scientific research about the experiences of young kids who were actually living as their gender. And so that's when I decided that, you know, maybe that was a way I could make a contribution.